Tuesday and Wednesday's all right for fighting, and the Patriots are now down two key cornerbacks. What does it all mean as they head into preseason game two? Tyler Lamb of the Gillette Gazette joins me today. Stay tuned. You're about to be locked in to the Locked On Patriots podcast.
You are Locked On Patriots, your daily New England Patriots podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello to all of you Foxborough faithful, and thank you once again for making Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage and also your first listen every day. Remember, Locked On Patriots is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube, so smash that subscribe button, download, subscribe to, and follow Locked On Patriots wherever you get your podcasts. I am your host, Mike DeBate. I cover your New England Patriots for Patriots Country of Sports Illustrated. I am also your host of the Locked On Patriots podcast, a proud part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And folks, because it's your team every day, that means your questions, comments, and feedback are always welcomed and very much encouraged. So drop me a line. Let me know what's on your mind. Reach out to me on Twitter at MDABATENFL. And while you're out there showing some Twitter love to that Twitterverse, please be sure to follow the Locked On Patriots account as well at LO_Patriots. Pats fans, 2 days of joint practices at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough are in the books. The Pats and the Carolina Panthers locking horns quite literally over the course of the last couple of days. And of course, big news out of Foxborough regarding the secondary. All of that here today. And it is my honor to discuss all of these topics and more with our special guest today, a first-timer here on Locked On Patriots. It's my honor to welcome him to the show. He is the managing editor of Gillette Gazette, and he's also a head recruiter for Stadium Rant. Tyler Lamb joins me today. Tyler, thank you so much for joining me here today on Locked On Patriots. Welcome to the pod.
Thank you so much for having me, Mike. I'm wicked, wicked excited to be here. As you know, daily listener, always tuning in, always getting you guys' takes on what you got on the Pats, and I love them. A lot of my analysis comes from you guys' analysis because, I mean, you know, like that's just – we all listen to podcasts. We all do the same sort of thing. So I'm just really happy to be on here, man, really happy to be on here.
Well, thank you, my friend. I am always honored, always humbled to hear that. And we're glad that we can provide a little bit of feedback for you so that way you can do your job so efficiently. And the guys and the gals over at Gillette Gazette are doing a phenomenal job, folks. If you haven't already given them a follow, please be sure to do so. Check out all their great work. You can find it all over social media. And of course, at Gillette Gazette, definitely, I highly recommend it. And Tyler's work is second to none. And that leads me quite nicely into the first topic that we're going to discuss today, my friend, because Tyler, the Patriots secondary is down not one but two cornerbacks. Over the course of the last 24 to 48 hours, we have found out that not only is Juwan Williams on season-ending injured reserve, but also Malcolm Butler's comeback attempt to New England falling short due to injury, and Malcolm will also spend the season on IR. And unfortunately for the New England Patriots, that means two less cornerbacks on the field. But if we're being honest, all of the information coming out of Foxborough, the first-hand observations that I've had in being at training camp and seeing what this team looks like, knows that Juwan Williams was struggling to be able to make this team. He had fallen far behind in the depth chart. A lot of guys had overtaken him. He was facing an uphill climb. Malcolm Butler, we know, was probably going to carve out a spot on this roster, if for no other reason, just the ability he brings in zone defense and also the experience and the savvy that he brings in being a part of this team. But the Patriots front unit has mostly included guys like Jalen Mills, Jonathan Jones moving out of the slot, and Marcus Jones coming in and playing in the slot alongside guys like Miles Bryant. So, Tyler, when you look at all the reports coming out of Foxborough, you look at what the team has in terms of their depth chart at corner, and you look at the two losses, what are your thoughts and what are your feelings on how this is going to shake out in Foxborough when it comes to the Patriots secondary?
Well, tough thing about Malcolm Butler. Hate to hear it. You hate to see it. We all kind of like waited around to see if like he still had it. He showed some good things over the course of camp, but like everything that I heard was he really was an up and down type of performer. And I mean, he's up there in age. He was off of the NFL for a year. It's tough to come back. And I think if we went back and we looked at one of those last preseason plays against the Giants that he was actually in, he was limping a little bit. Like, it wasn't anything crazy, but that could have had something to do with the hip injury that he sustained. As far as Jojon Williams goes, it just hasn't worked out. It really hasn't worked out since we drafted him. It's unfortunate. We really wanted him to be that, like, Brandon Browner type of player for our team, and like it just didn't work out. He just didn't seem to take to it. They tried him at like a little bit of hybrid safety covering tight ends. It just didn't work out. Now with the depth that we actually just acquired, like that we acquired over the offseason, I really really like Jack Jones. He showed a lot in that preseason game. I thought he definitely needs to reserve himself a little bit on jumping on balls, because that's how you give up touchdowns, but that's also how you score touchdowns. Because if he had a hand on that ball that he, the first one that he hawked, essentially, that's an easy 6 points. Marcus Jones, like, I haven't really heard a whole bunch about him in camp, but it was really telling to me that he didn't play during the preseason game. Like, they sat all of their starters, so like that to me, he's a starter. He's going to be starting in the slot. And I think they're going to take Jonathan Jones and move him to the outside and have Mills and Jones be your outside cornerbacks. You said it yourself, we're going to be probably playing more zone defense. If you're running a cover three and you have Mills, Jonathan Jones, and Devin McCourty on the field, I like that's pretty hard to throw behind. You have Jack Jones, Marcus Jones with that speed, shifty quickness going on crossers, covering the underneath routes. I personally think that the cornerback room is going to be fine. You also have guys like Terrence Mitchell and Sean Wade, who have both played decently well through the preseason. So I think the difference is they may not be like a star-studded room, but from top to bottom, the unit might be better than it was last year, because you don't have – the Miles Bryant coming in and just not being able to keep up with Isaiah McKenzie. You know what I mean? It's like that fifth cornerback isn't like you could have him on the field, if that makes sense.
No, I think it makes perfect sense. And I think you make a lot of good points. The first point that I want to make about Marcus Jones, where you said, you know, his coming in and his ability to play in the slot, him not playing last week definitely told me something. It told me that the Patriots love the way this kid is fitting into the slot, and he's got breakaway speed. And if you look at some of the speedy receivers the Patriots are going to have to face this year, whether it be Tyreek Hill now in Miami, or whether you take Buffalo and the ability of their receivers to gain a lot of yardage through speed, Stephon Diggs, Gabriel Davis, even Isaiah McKenzie out of the slot, these guys can fly down the field, and you need speed guys to be able to match that. Jonathan Jones has been a great speed weapon in the slot. If you can use that and try to harness that speed and play him out on the perimeter alongside Jalen Mills, all of a sudden you're fortifying that perimeter when it comes to defending against some of the speedy wide receivers at the cornerback position. Marcus Jones comes into the slot. He's able to play it. Miles Bryant, all of a sudden, I think, takes a major step up in this cornerback depth chart, because what they're going to be able to do now is use Miles' ability to play in the slot, and he played very well there last year. Combine that with what Marcus brings to the table, and now you've got four guys that are pretty savvy at doing what they do at the top of that cornerback depth chart. And the wild card in all this is Jack Jones. Now all of a sudden you can give him the opportunity to come along at his own pace. And if you can throw him in there in special situations and get him to go after the ball, this kid is a natural ball hawk, and I think it does spell well for what the Patriots are going to do on the field. So definitely tough losses when it comes to Juwan Williams and Malcolm Butler. I agree with you. I think Malcolm is the bigger loss, especially for the field savvy and his ability to cover in zone. Malcolm is still one of the better zone corners you'll find out there. But Juwan Williams was facing an uphill battle, and we definitely wish him the best in his recovery, but probably means the end of him in a Patriots uniform with his rookie contract expiring. And now the Patriots will likely move on, and maybe a change of scenery will be the best thing for Juwan moving forward. So Always good insight, Tyler, and I appreciate it. And we definitely are looking forward to hearing your thoughts on the remainder of what happened over these 2 days in training camp. Yeah, folks, we'll talk a little bit about the fights, but it's about so much more than that. And Tyler Lamb of Gillette Gazette and I will discuss that in just a moment when this episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast continues. But first, folks, it is almost the start of the NFL season. I love this time of year. Tyler loves this time of year. Let's face it, if you're tuning in to Locked On Patriots, we all do. And if you're into sports betting or fantasy, you need a competitive edge to win. That's why I highly recommend the Elias Game Plan app. It's the ultimate sports betting and fantasy companion for the NFL, the NBA, and Major League Baseball. Elias Game Plan is the only sports app from the most trusted name in sports statistics, the Elias Sports Bureau, the official statisticians of U.S. pro sports leagues, including the NFL. Their app lets you access team player and stats, head-to-head team comparisons, and Elias insights from the Elias Sports Bureau's research team. This app is really your one-stop source for player news and league-validated player statistics and team records. Expert game analysis for betting, building your fantasy team, and even impressing your friends as it goes along with it. The Elias insights help me know that my game strategy is backed by numbers, not just by my intuition. So folks, take my advice. Download the Elias Game Plan app today. With new features available all the time, take your game to the next level. NFL season is right around the corner, so don't wait. Find Elias Game Plan in the App Store or the Google Play Store today and make sure to download. Patriots fans, I am joined today, honored to be joined today by Tyler Lamb of Gillette Gazette. And Tyler, in the previous segment, we talked a little bit about the Patriots' losses in the secondary, primarily that of Juwan Williams and Malcolm Butler. Those are the big stories personnel-wise out of Foxborough this week, but all eyes and ears are on the New England Patriots because they did take the field for 2 days of joint practices with the Carolina Panthers. I can tell you from being there, it got a little chippy at times in day one, a little skirmish between some of the offensive and defensive line. James Ferentz was ferried off the field. There was a little bit of back and forth, and you got the impression that maybe things wouldn't spill over until the next day, that cooler heads had prevailed. But as the fates would have it, the New England Patriots also found themselves getting into a little skirmish once again with the Carolina Panthers after Christian Wilkerson took a hard shot from Kenny Robinson. All of a sudden, maybe a little showmanship after that hit, and allowed a lot of guys on the Patriots roster took too kindly to that, and ultimately the next play resulted in some spillover. No question about it, the tensions are high and player emotion is at its peak, but it was about more than fights on the field for New England Patriots and the Carolina Panthers. Some positives on offense, some positives on defense, and some concerns on both sides of the ball as well. Tyler, I know you keep your ear to the ground. You keep your eyes squarely focused on all of the reports coming out of Foxborough. When you look at what's been reported from Patriots camp, what impressed you the most by what you're seeing from the Pats, and what concerns you the most heading out of now 2 days of joint practices?
I'll start off by saying Devontae Parker has basically been as advertised, like maybe even more than as advertised, maybe 2019 version of him as advertised. Mm-hmm. He makes a difference. He's on the field and he's like the only person on our team who can go up and just take a ball away from somebody. Like that's not right at his hands. His catch radius is insane. His jumping ability is crazy as well. And the way that he keeps his body control over people or cornerbacks in the air is one of the big reasons why he comes up with most of these 50-50 balls. Mm-hmm. Now, if you ask him if it's a 50-50 ball, he's going to tell you it's an 80-20 ball. And that's just the swagger that I like to, I like it. Like you're a wide out, you're our top wide out. And that's the type of attitude you need to be a top wide out in this league. And he showed it before. So if he stays healthy, I see no reason why he can't be the Patriots number one, wide, like a actual number one wide receiver. He's not Davante Adams, but like, we're not asking him to be Devontae. We're asking him to be like Terry McLaurin, something along the lines of just somebody who can cause defenses to game plan around. Like when he's on the field, oh, we have to be worried about him. And with the way our offense is set up, I think that it's it's going to be real difficult to stop us if the offensive line can do their job. Mm-hmm. If they can protect Mac, he's going to find an open person, because the worst wide receiver on the field, essentially, in three wide receiver sets is either Aguilar or Myers. Mm-hmm. And both of them are very capable wide receivers. Not number ones, but certainly not number fours. So I would say the receiving group as like a whole, Tyquan Thornton as well, they've been impressive throughout most of camp. There's been some times where they've said that they couldn't get separation, but at the same time, Devontae Parker and Kendrick Bourne have both shown the ability to catch the ball like in traffic around people. So that's going to give Mac a little bit easier of a chance to get them to get the balls to them when they are actually covered. Who else would I say? If I want to go to a negative, I would say the offensive line, really, pass protection. I understand we're in a scheme change. We're changing to a more zone blocking scheme rather than just the grip it and like hold it tight and mm-hmm. stay where you are type of scheme that we've kind of had. Everything's been more compact and easier to block. We're getting more spread out and trying to cover more areas of the field. So that's a little concerning, because last year when the Patriots, or when Mac Jones wasn't under pressure, the Patriots had a top five scoring offense in the league. When he was under pressure, it went down to 31st. So it's a big deal. If he can stay upright, he's going to find the players open. Like Hunter Henry, he went down with an undisclosed injury yesterday, I'm pretty sure. I don't think it was anything crazy, but he definitely got nicked up. So that could lead to more touches for Jonnu maybe in the beginning of the season, depending on how serious that is. Jonnu's also been a brighter light during camp, I should say. They've been using him in the backfield as like a flat option, more of like a check down, just getting him the ball in space, like a James White type of role, or Cordarrelle Patterson, maybe, if you will, which is good. I just think they need to make sure that they figure out Jonnu and they figure out how to make him and Aguilar both just be as successful as they can while running out with I would run out with Devontae Parker, Kendrick Bourne, Jacoby Myers, and like Hunter Henry, and then sub in Smith, Aguilar, Tyquan. It's a real diverse unit that they've built on the offense, I would say.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely, without any question. And look, I'm glad that you mentioned Parker, because I think he is obviously the new shiny toy in that wide receiver core. And he's got a lot of eyes on him, without any question. One thing that I think Parker is really going to endear himself to with New England Patriots fans, and also his quarterback, Mac Jones, is being that guy that can get the yards after the catch. And I think you put that perfectly. Just over the course of his career, he's averaged 14 yards per reception throughout. He's never averaged fewer than 11 yards per reception in any of his seven seasons in the league. So that's a trait that Mac Jones loves. It's a trait that he valued in his receivers when he was at Alabama, and also valued in his receivers here as well. So I think that's going to really be a big improvement for the Patriots receiving core. Jonnu Smith has been a true bright spot when it comes to the tight end situation. He's been a big part of what the Pats have done the last couple of days in training camp. He's definitely getting more looks in the red zone. Hunter has been in and out in terms of some of the injury issues that he's had. That'll be worth monitoring as we head into Friday night's game. From what I'm being told, there's nothing serious, but it's also worth monitoring, because you want to make sure that these guys are making their best effort, and they're also getting healthy for the stretch run, because it's all about Miami in week one. Preseason is always good to get the kinks out, but you want to make sure those guys are at their toughest when it comes to playing in Friday night's preseason game. And Tyler, we're going to wrap up our discussion today, getting your insight on what to expect and what your sharp eye is going to be on when the Patriots take the field at Gillette on Friday night to take on the Carolina Panthers. Will we be talking some more fights, or is Tyler's line of sight a little bit more intellectual than that? I have a tendency to believe it's going to be a little bit more the latter than the former, but you know what? We're all about discussing both here on Locked On Patriots. And when we return, Tyler Lamb of Gillette Gazette will give us his thoughts on what the Patriots and the Panthers might be in for and Friday night fights when it comes to New England. But first, if Patriots fans, you are looking to maximize your sports fandom a little bit, you might want to do so with our good friends at betonline.net, your number one source for all of your sports betting needs and information. Find all of the latest developments, insights, league reviews, news, and more at BetOnline, because they are your continued source for all of your sporting wagering information, including live betting, esports, and scores, and more. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to check on all of your favorite sports podcasts, news this season, and also your events, including MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends in the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Patriots fans, it's been my honor, my privilege, and we've had a blast so far sharing the microphone with Tyler Lamb of Gillette Gazette. And Tyler, we've talked a lot about the New England Patriots. We've talked about their showing and what are the goods, what are the bads coming from joint practices. Talked a little Malcolm Butler, talked a little Juwan Williams, but ultimately all eyes are going to be on Gillette Stadium on Friday night when the Patriots take the field for game two of the preseason against the Carolina Panthers. Matt Rhule today told onlookers and the media members, most importantly, that he expects that his second stringers are going to play the majority of the game on Friday. But the Patriots starters sat, by and large, last Thursday night, which means that Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots are most likely going to be looking to put the starters out there, see what they can do, at least for a little bit, knowing that next week they'll be in Las Vegas taking reps out there. They're facing Las Vegas in the regular season, so you don't want to tip your hand too much on what the Patriots are going to do. So they may be looking to try to install some stuff on Friday night. Tyler, as you look to the game, as we all look to the game, what are you going to be keeping your eye on as the New England Patriots take the field? What are you hoping to see, and what do you expect to see on Friday night?
If the starters do play any legitimate snaps in that game, I really want to see Matt Judon. I haven't seen him at all. I went to the in stadium season ticket holder practice, and he mm-hmm. wasn't there, so that was kind of crappy, but it's okay. I just haven't seen anything from him. I haven't seen any videos. There just hasn't been much talk about him. I finally heard something today that he got in the backfield and got a pressure and the quarterback hit, which mm-hmm. is great. I just want to see it, you know, with my eyes again. It's been a while since I've heard any sort of information on Judon, if that makes sense. Maybe that's a good thing. No news is good news, but I would have preferred to hear Judon's been the star of this camp or something like that, which we actually have heard about Christian Barmore, which makes me really, really happy, because I pegged that kid to be a star as soon as we drafted him. So I am really hoping that he can take that next step up. And I'm also looking to see if the front seven can show what they've been showing in the 2 days of joint practices, because I think Belichick made a complete shift in his defensive strength. Before we were strong in the cornerbacks and the secondary. Now we're a bit stronger or have more depth in the front seven. I think he realized getting to the quarterbacks better than trying to cover the receivers well, the quarterback scrambling the whole time. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? In this mobile era of quarterbacks, it's not just do your coverage, we'll get the sack. The play gets extended. So they need better pass rushers, and that's coming at the expense of superstar cornerbacks. So I'm really mm-hmm. interested to see how that sort of unfolds. I personally think it's going to work well because I like the players that we have in our front seven. I think Uche is going to make a huge difference this year. He's going to take a big step up. Anthony Jennings and Ronnie Perkins both showed out pretty well during the preseason game. Cam McGrone, he definitely flashed his sideline to sideline speed. Needs a little bit more refining of his tackling ability and his processing, but he definitely has the speed to get after a quarterback or mm-hmm. hit the running backs on the crossers or the bubble screens. What else? I'm also just looking to see Mac again. I mean, I saw him for a brief period live during the season ticket holder practice, which he looked great in, but I want to see him in a little bit of game action against somebody else, on TV, ready to go. So that's pretty much my take on it.
Absolutely. And I think we all share your curiosity, especially when it comes to Mac. I think everyone wants to see him back out on the field. We've seen him in a practice setting. We've seen him the last couple of days in joint practices. Those of that have been attendance were able to see that. Like you said, you were in attendance last week when the Patriots held the in-stadium practice. And these are all things that give you a little sense of the season happening. But once you see your starting quarterback in a game setting, all of a sudden, it's like we're in business. I feel like it's, from the replacements where, the assistant coach looks at Gene Hackman and goes, "We're in business now." Shane Falco
We're
comes out.
going
He's got the, yep, exactly. He's got the helmet on. You're ready to go. It really does. It really does give you that inspiration. And naturally, I think everybody wants to see if the Patriots are going to tip their hand and start showing maybe some of that new offense, maybe that zone run offense, and see what the Patriots can do. We saw a little bit of play action earlier this week. I expect that to continue. I'm looking forward to seeing that, but I'm glad that you mentioned the front seven because to me, that really is the key of what the Patriots want to do defensively this year and the improvements they want to make. The front seven automatically, if they can contain the run a little bit, and guys like Carl Davis, guys like Sam Roberts have stepped up, Devon Godchow has stepped up a little bit. You look at that, Brian Ray has been excellent. I think he's the undrafted rookie free agent that continues the streak. Roster projection 2.0 dropping a little bit later, folks. So definitely check that out. LeBron Ray's name may be in that. You may see that prominently, but check that out. But all kidding aside, I'm looking forward to watching that. Henry Anderson has been much better this year. He's going to make a case for a roster spot. Does he make it? He's a bubble guy for a lot of people. Stay tuned to that roster projection, folks. You're going to see that in just a little bit. But all kidding aside, I'm plugging myself enough here. No,
Easy
I
plugs,
completely
easy
agree.
plugs.
And I completely agree with what you said about the linebackers, about Anfernee Jennings, about Mac Wilson, guys that, Ronnie Perkins, Cam McGrone showing a lot of athleticism. I think the Patriots have that speed, that sideline to sideline speed that they lacked last year. And I think they're going to showcase it this year, and that may make all the difference. So, Tyler, excellent insight. You brought it as only you have. We would love to have you back here on Locked On Patriots again really soon and throughout the season to continue to bring the analysis the way only you can. Before I let you go today, my friend, the floor is yours. Let everyone know where they can find you on social media, all the great work that you guys do over at Gillette Gazette. Anything at all you want to go ahead and let our listeners know. The floor is
Have
yours,
at
my
it.
friend. Have at
Awesome. Awesome. So you can follow me at on Twitter at Lamb4752. We don't have a our Twitter page right now is still on work at Gillette Gazette. So for now, just follow us at Stadium Rant HQ on Twitter. We have a Facebook page. It's just Gillette Gazette on Facebook. Follow that, like that. I post every single article on that and then share it from there on a bunch of Patriots communities too. So if you're in those, you'll probably see it. What else? That's pretty much it. Just follow Stadium Rant HQ. That's the I'm very, 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 very blessed to have found them. They gave me a shot in this industry, and I've really taken every single chance I can to make sure this is what I do for a living. So shout out to them. Shout out to you for having me on here. Would love to
Anytime.
keep coming on here. It's a great conversation talking Pats. I love it. As you said, if you're listening to this, you love football more than you like almost anything else. So that's what I am. That's who I am. And Patriots Nation or die, man.
Absolutely, folks. And definitely, I can highly recommend all of the great work that the crew over at Gillette Gazette does, especially this man right here. Tyler, I thank you for joining me again. We'd love to have you back here on Locked On Patriots soon. So, folks, stay tuned to Locked On Patriots for Tyler's next appearance. And of course, continue to make us your first listen each and every day. And now that you've made Locked On Patriots your first listen, make your second listen, our good friends over at Locked On NFL, all the latest national NFL stories covered by the hosts on the Locked On Podcast Network that you know and love. So be sure to subscribe to Locked On Patriots or Locked On, I should say, well, subscribe to Locked On Patriots, but subscribe to Locked On NFL on YouTube and download and follow wherever you get your podcasts. Folks, we appreciate the hospitality of Tyler Lamb for joining us here today and helping make Locked On Patriots a better show each and every day. Once again, be sure to follow them on Locked On at LO underscore Patriots. And of course, be sure to download, subscribe to, and follow Locked On Patriots wherever you get your podcasts. And thank you for making Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage. Until tomorrow, Foxborough faithful, stay safe, stay well, be the change that you wish to see in the world. Have a great day, everyone. On behalf of Tyler Lamb of Gillette Gazette, I'm Mike DeBate. Have a great day.